July the 19th, 1996, of the Common Era, a radio sit-in.
Hello, this is Mavis Grime, your cosmic hostess.
And Vipal Sandra at the controls.
I Come From Another Planet, Baby, is that going to be on the album? Is that,
I've had two singles out and then an album. The second one is called Planetary Sitting.
But you never seem to have any problem with coming up with new stuff. Do you write all the time?
Yeah. But what it is I'm spoken to. Inner voices speak to me and I just listen to
them. Oh, he's scaring me again.
See, now, I don't want to scare Mark again, but right. I always describe it as being like an amphetamine pessary of the psychic Jackson.
That hasn't scared me. I've had it happen too many times to have that as a fear.
Psychic Jackson. That's got to be a name of a band, sure.
Psychic Jackson.
Good evening, we're Amphetamine Pessary and the Psychic Jacksies.
I walk on certain half-deserted streets of rain. You know I'll travel till I found you, but I don't know where or when. So I watch the suicide of this old town, where my thoughts into a rainbow and my fists into a frown. Every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Until they turn around. I tie you up to tie you down, but I can't tie you down. Your spirit never weakens. Catch me in a cloud of loving, caterwauling 90 degrees on a trapeze of light that I'm emitting. Time for a planetary sitting. 'Cause every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Until they turn around. I see pictures of you, my dear, but it doesn't bring me any cheer. Behold the goddess luminous as you are shining, 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 shining. So I speak to the people of the world, the ones that all fall in love and change in all. Guess what they do? They organize the whole thing. We solemnly sing that all is recognized, that we're emitting. Time for a planetary sit-in. Every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Until they turn around.
I remember at that gig that you didn't want to sing any songs, and I had to come on and put your guitar over your neck because you'd been on chatting for so long. It was just on, and what was that? What's that thing you do when you are emitting?
Oh, emitting,
you were just
yeah.
on and you were emitting, and the roadie was too scared to cut. He was going, "No, he'll kill me if I ruin his emitting." And I was saying, and your manager was going, "He's got to start doing a song. He's been on 3.5 hours now." And I had to come on, and you didn't even notice that I'd put the guitar over your neck, which was the scary thing.
Well, you know what? I played in Shetland a couple of years ago, and I played to all these Sullom Voe oil workers.
The resplendently pink suited Thighpaw Sandra. Now, Thighpaw Sandra.
If
prog rock workout.
Thigh Paul Sandra on the Theremin Pink Suit and Mini Moog. Right, this is the man there, resplendent in his ruffle and a sort of pink crushed velvet suit there, and Mohican, so Rococo the Clown.
Not sure about them moccasins that he's got.
I'm not happy about the moccasins,
no,
talking.
Have a word.
Mavis Grind with Ethical Consumer News. I'd like to talk about veggie burgers. Did you know that veggie burgers made from corn are currently the best-selling non-beef burger on the market? But are they really suitable for vegetarians? Prior to its launch, corn underwent extensive animal testing. Animals included in the tests were chickens, pigs, calves, rats, rabbits, and baboons. And did you ever wonder why there is no Vegetarian Society seal of approval on the packaging? Well, that's because corn doesn't even use free-range eggs. Stick to Good Life, GranoVita, and Tivol if you want a healthy, guilt-free burger. Ethical consumption is a way to fight the greedheads. For up-to-the-minute news on boycotts and product reports, subscribe to the Ethical Consumer Magazine at 16 Nicholas Street, Manchester, M14EJ. One last note on veggie burgers. You can now get a McBean burger at You Know McWhere, but remember, the McLibel case continues and so does the boycott. Unless, of course, you live in Japan, where the Japanese president of McDonald's has discovered that his product is having a miraculous Michael Jackson effect on its consumers. He is quoted as saying, "If we eat McDonald's hamburgers and potatoes for 1,000 years, we will become taller, our skin will become white, and our hair blonde."
Mavis Grind.
Here we go.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Is that Marek Godhaven?
The very same.
So we're recording a planetary sit-in phone-in starting now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got loads of calls for you, Julian. So here's the first one. This is Mushy, is it?
Yeah.
Mushy. Hello, Mushy.
Hello.
Mushy.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you alright?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fantastic, actually. I just switched on the radio and there you are, and I thought, what a superb entity you are, Mr. Coates.
Well, thank you. I'm a bit of a glow boy.
Yeah. We hang out in the Stones at Avebury because of you and your. Cosmicness, and just like
sort of
thank you, really.
Well, I'm so glad. Where did you live?
He didn't make
them. Well, we were in London, but...
I've been there for ages.
I know, but he inspired us to sort of go down there and walk along the Ridgeway naked and masturbate and stuff.
The Westway and Shepherd's Bush roundabout.
That's what I reckon it is. Yeah, there's that little bit.
Listen, this is me speaking. Right. It's a motorway, we've got to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Even if it's already there.
It is there. Yeah.
Especially
well.
If it is. While in their seat, little future
for us to promise. Hello.
Hey, up.
Alright, McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
They could grow a million potatoes in their parking lots. But they'd rather make their french fries out of frozen snot, milkshakes out of model aeroplane kits, and hamburgers made out of a word you can't say on TV, cause America is keeping its mind clean. Go to church each day, go to church and pray that the stuff you flush away ain't better than the food you eat. When the Big Mac attacked Germany, they made the government change its laws. Health department standards were too tall. There's more, I can't remember how it goes.
Man, that's great, I like that word.
But development corporations shining down.
It's Vegas Online.
And it reminded me of something that Bill Hicks said, which is to make a change in the world doesn't take savings or money or jobs or anything spectacular. It just takes a choice between two ideas, and the ideas are fear and love. And if you choose the ideas, the eyes of fear, they want you to put bigger locks on your door and close yourself off and not talk to anybody. If you choose the eyes of love, they see everyone as one.
That a man should be beholden to his neighbor without to hold him in the fear the hellfire.
A pleasure to be sitting. The hunters will be in the show business. Hey, a pleasure to be sitting.
On certain half-deserted streets of rain, you know I'll travel till I found you. But I don't know where or when, so I watch the suicide of this old town. You know this way of life is killing us. It's time that we sat down, and now every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Until they turn around. I tie you up to tie you down, but I can't tie you down. Your spirit never weakens, and you catch me in a cloud of loving, caterwauling 90 degrees on a trapeze of light that I'm emitting. Time for a planetary sit-in. Every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Every girl has your name. Until we turn around. I see pictures of you, my dear, but it doesn't bring me any cheer. Behold, I speak to the lovers of the world, the ones so hip they fall in love and change the scene. Guess what they do? They organize the whole thing.